So I thought we could try something a little bit different, even though we haven't worked together, which is that I received an email some months back by a doc at the NCI, Dr. Herbert Kotz. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He was saying at that point, he's an oncologist who listens to our programs, and he said, "Why don't you do one in ovary?" And I said, "As a matter of fact, we're about to do it." So he said, "Great, let me see how it comes out." So we did this one, and then he sent me an email back. I said, "Well, you know, it was good, but it really didn't get into some of the subtle things that, you know, we want to find out about." So I said, "Well, why don't you send me a list of some of the things you'd like to hear me discuss?" So I've got that in front of me.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw you a whole bunch of questions that he had.
Hopefully not too many curveballs in here.
No, it's some basic stuff. But one was he was curious about the issue of drug holidays. And here's a case that he proposed. 49-year-old Gravita-2, Para-2. Woman who has a suboptimal cytoreduction of a stage 3C papillary cyst adenocarcinoma of the ovary. She undergoes 6 cycles of carboplatin post-op and obtains a clinical CR. But 6 months later, she complains of some abdominal cramping and has multiple 2-centimeter intra-abdominal sites of disease on CT. So first question is, in general, how do you think through therapy in this situation?
Almost a tougher question is, someone in that situation has a newly elevated CA125
right.
and
that
is asymptomatic.
Yeah. Right. that's on the list.
I have to say, you know, if you go looking for disease, we probably ought to be treating it. I mean, disease that recurs within the first few months after chemotherapy is tough to treat, but that doesn't mean that some of those patients can't still actually enjoy a good quality of life. I will say that sometimes when we discuss with people what's the tempo of their disease and where are we on the sort of growth curve is not always entirely clear. But if somebody has imageable disease and symptomatic disease 6 months after initial chemotherapy, if you're going to treat, you probably ought to treat then, because if you wait 2 months, you're going to see more disease and probably have more symptoms, and it's going to be tougher to treat. So again, I think the more subtle difficulties are, somebody's got a rising CA125 and is asymptomatic, there are pros and cons. You know, the patients sometimes want us to be aggressive because they think, I've got a better chance of being cured of my disease if you treat it early. Whereas we know that certainly when people have measurable disease, treating it 6 months and treating it 12 months is quite a big difference in the response rate. So maybe some of the resistance that the cells developed under the selective pressure of chemotherapy will be lost with time. So as long as the patients are not symptomatic and as long as they don't have large volume visible disease, it may be okay to follow those patients. But I have to say, if I have patients with a rising CA125 and we're not treating them, I'm following them as closely as I am somebody with under treatment. You know, we get monthly CA125s and imaging every 2 to 3 months, and they know they have to call me if they have new symptoms. So I don't know that there's a right answer for that.